In a complete contrast to that,
yeah.
Earlier this week, Dominic,
hello,
interviewed for the first time ever Fireman Sam. His now, Fireman Sam has never done an interview before.
Nope.
But he called us up, or called up Dominic.
He did, yeah.
The PR company did, and said, "Listen, firework night is coming, bonfire night, Guy Fawkes night, call it what you will, but it's coming."
Yep.
And Sam really wants to get a safety message out there and talk to the kids and get them all gemmed up on fireworks so that, you know...
Fire safety is top of his agenda, isn't it?
Well, we want as many listeners on November the 6th as we have on November the
6th. Exactly right.
Yeah, more so even.
Well, yeah, it's not that kind of lesson he's teaching them.
Yeah.
So, Dominic interviewed Fireman Sam.
Yeah.
And we will play out the video later. Yeah?
Fascinating.
What's he like?
What a lovely guy. Yes. Seriously. I know he's busy and he's a fireman and stuff, and you think, well, have you got time to do all these
interviews? He always comes over well, though, doesn't he?
Really nice bloke.
Yeah.
He's really, really nice. I asked him about Ponty Pandy.
Yeah.
About Naughty Norman Price.
House insurance.
Possibly about that as well.
Why about house insurance?
Because obviously, because they had that many fires there, statistically. Right, oh, okay. I always thought that their premiums must be higher than the national average.
Bringing it down there. Dave. Just need to lift it back up, Tom. Lift it back up.
And he was just really nice. Yeah. And a friendly guy.
Helmet.
Yes, he did.
Fire helmet.
Yeah, he had that on. Yeah. And massive boots.
Massive.
Huge boots.
Wow. Well, he's a fireman.
He's a big guy.
He's a big guy.
One of the things that Dominic said was, if people text in their names, we will get Fireman Sam to say hello to them in a special Fireman Sam duck register.
Yes.
And we've done exactly that.
Yes, we have.
So it's all recorded. And we're going to play the first one now, I believe.
Yes.
So these are from people who text their names in on Monday, Tuesday... And we've made some Fireman Sam duck registers. It's basically, so Fireman Sam might be saying your name next.
Yeah. It's worth saying thousands of people texted in. I don't know how many thousands it was, but it was a lot. So obviously we can only fit in a few.
And some of these people were obviously age 3 and 4. Others were age 24 or even 38.
Exactly.
There's a whole range of different people he wanted a mention.
But Sam is, he's done a good job on this.
He's professional.
I think he should be very proud of his work on this, actually.
Well, he's the hero next door.
He is the hero next door.
Oh, this will be good.
No, he was good. He got the hang of it. Bear in mind, his day job is putting out fires.
Mm.
He was very good.
It's not music, is it?
Would you like to hear Fireman Sam and get the duck register going?
Yeah. Yes.
Do it.
All right. Well, this is Dominic and his new friend, Fireman Sam. Do you know what? We should really play the theme tune.
This is a world-exclusive first play.
Got it. Fireman Sam. All right, lovely. Thank you. Come on.
He's the fire man. Fireman Sam is there on time. Putting on his coat and hat in less than 7 seconds flat. He's always on the scene. Fireman Sam. And his engine's bright and clean. Fireman
Now, Sam, I have a massive favour to ask you.
Right.
Would you mind reading out the names of children who have texted into the show asking for Fireman Sam to say hello to them?
I'd love to. I'm not sure I'll be any good at it. I'm very good with an inferno. I'm not sure I'll be any good with this, but I'll try.
I hear you're a massive fan of Barbara Streisand by Duck Sauce. Is that right, Fireman Sam?
It does tend to make me do the walk to the dance floor walk.
Shall we have a go?
Yes.
I'm Fireman Sam. Alan 23 Corby. Lloyd is 7 in Grimsby. 3-year-old Lillian Flo from Rotherham. Dawn 46 Ponty Pandy. Oscar and Madeline from Egham. Finley's 4 in Market Harborough. Arthur is 3 in Bristol. Keris is 6 in Frodsham. Isabel 3 from Aylesbury. Sky Rose is 2 in Redditch. Lex is 4 in Yeovil. Lucy is 4 from Coalford.
I love this.
Kate, Harry and Charlie from Wrexham.
Yeah.
Evie is 3 in Warrington. Caitlin is 3 in Anglesey.
Ah.
Alison Scarlett from York. Ryan is 19 from Manchester.
Jake in Preston.
Yeah. He's good at this.
Wow. What a lot of birthdays.
Yes.
Fireman Flange.
This is Fireman Sam coming at you like a firefighting ninja.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, oh. Fireman Sam coming at you.
Wow, he was really getting into it.
He was a firefighting ninja.
He was ad-libbing and freestyling.
He was
and
really good.
Really enjoyed
I
himself.
I like the fact that you said do some children's names and there was a 46-year-old in there.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, wow. There was, yeah. There's a few of them.
Yeah.
You know, they need love too, those 46-year-olds.
Yeah.
So we've got more of those. Every half hour, I think, we're going to have... Is that right?
That's right.
So another one at 7:30. More names from Fireman Sam and the interview later on this morning. My duck register intro, is that the same intro that we played?
It was, yeah, in case there was a different audience.
You want to play it again?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We'll play it again.
Play it again.
Fireman Sam and Dominic Byrne had a little chat the other day, and we'll play it out later on this morning. In fact, we'll play it out about 8:15. But we also asked Fireman Sam to say hello to a few people who had texting. So let's have part two of that.
Now, Sam, yes. I have a massive favour to ask you.
Right.
Would you mind reading out the names of children who have texted into the show asking for Fireman Sam to say hello to them?
I'd love to. I'm not sure I'll be any good at it. I'm very good with an inferno. I'm not sure I'll be any good with this, but I'll try.
I hear you're a massive fan of Barbara Streisand by Duck Sauce. Is that right, Fireman Sam?
It does tend to make me do the walk to the dance floor walk.
Shall we have a go?
Yes.
Sorry, it's chopped. Yeah, the intro's chopped. I'm going to have to do it like this.
Now, Sam...
Oh, no, hang on. Ready?
Ready.
Part two of Fireman Sam's Duck Register.
I'm Fireman Sam! Harry's 3 in Denby. Dylan Rogers is 8. Nathan 5 from Oxford. Camilla from Clitheroe. Alex Abbs, 3.5. Evan from Rill. Henry Jones is 2. Daniel, 29, Stockport. Chris is 3 in Guildford. Freddie Sheehan from Enfield. Jaden Moore, who's 6. Charlie Spake from Southampton. Jack and Max from Plymouth. 6-year-old Grace O'Donnell. Kyle from Newcastle.
Oh, wow, there you are.
There you go, it's a shorter version.
Run out of steam there. All right, well, hopefully your name was in there. And Fireman Sam said hello to you.
Do we have more of them?
Yeah. Another one later.
Play it again, Sam.
I don't get it. What's that reference to?
Well, he's called Sam. Yeah. Like, he's a fireman, and we're going to play it again.
Oh, 7:36.
Thank you. Right, Fireman Sam is coming up. The interview with Dominic Byrne. But before that, we need to do another Fireman Sam duck register. Fireman Sam.
This is
ready.
Fireman Sam.
Here he is.
Again. Phoebe 2 in Whitehaven. George Brady, who's 4. Christopher Wood is 7. Steve, who's 48. Cameron 3 from Ambleside. 4-year-old Tabitha from Reading. Hannah and Zach from Halifax. Baby Leo from Hemel Hempstead. Chris Moyles, 24.
Hello.
Leo's 4 in Derbyshire. Ruby Rose is 3 in Portsmouth. Tamara is 29. Barley is 2 in Dereham. 4-year-old Billy Jordan. Kenzie and Tyler from Brighton. Derek, 25, is a trucker.
Hey.
Abby and Jack from Shrewsbury. John Collins is 3 in Raynham.
John Collins.
Collins.
Wow.
I don't think it's John Collins.
Blimey.
Well, hello, John Collins, to you. And thank you very much to Fireman Sam for the Duck Register. The interview with Dominic is just two songs away, and there will be a video to accompany the audio.
Imagine that.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. You get it all from Radio 1
yeah.
and The Chris Moyle Show. Quick run, 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 run! 8:10. So, Fireman Sam. We need to talk about Fireman Sam.
We
da,
do.
Da, 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 da. That's Fireman Sam, isn't it? So Fireman Sam wanted to come in and do it. It's his first ever interview, and he wanted to do it with Dominic Byrne.
He did. Yes. He asked me specifically because he knew it would be terrific.
Right.
That's, he didn't say that, but I would imagine that's
where
what
he meant. Where has this come from? Why now?
Well, because Fireman Sam is a fireman, obviously, and he is fronting the firework safety campaign this year.
Brilliant.
Bonfire safety, firework safety, all that sort of stuff.
Well, he should know.
Yeah. He's got his own website and everything. And
is Fireman Sam online?
He's online, yeah. Oh, yeah, very much so. Wicked. Some of the do's and don'ts of firework safety, because obviously we had lots of things to talk to him about, but we wanted to, you know, wanted to help Sam get the message across and everything. You have to keep fireworks in a closed metal box. Yes. Sam was very keen to talk about that.
Yes, always put your fireworks in a metal box and always put the lid, take the lid off, take the firework out and put the lid back on.
Exactly, and also take them out one at a time.
One
as
at
well,
a time,
as
yes. Yeah.
Light fireworks at arm's length using a safety firework lighter or a fuse wick. That's one of those things.
I like the fuse wick.
Not a match thing. So there's loads of them on there. Never give sparklers to children under five as well, because that could be dangerous.
No.
And always wear gloves when you're doing sparkling stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't wave them in people's faces.
No, definitely that's
don't
dangerous.
Do that. You should write your name in the air, away from people.
You will enjoy the night.
I love doing that.
Yeah.
Don't you? Writing your name.
You'll enjoy it.
I can't help it. If you give me a sparkler, I have to write my name in
it. Yeah, it's the law.
Do you ever try and write Rude Woodred as well?
No.
No?
No, Dave.
Right.
That's just you, Dave.
Okay.
And also, as well, coloured sparklers.
They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good.
Get the different colour ones.
I've never had a coloured one.
Whoa.
Coloured sparklers.
Wow.
Dave, shut up.
Red and blue and green.
I've only had colours.
I'll treat you to some.
Okay.
Some red and green sparklers.
Yeah. Actually, no, it's Saturday. I won't be with you Saturday, but we should.
I know you will.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I insist.
Yeah. So, so Sam is the face, and he's the man behind firework safety. And if Sam says, you know, don't do something, then don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
No, don't do
You're
do
an
it.
Idiot if you do.
So, we need to hear from Fireman Sam.
We do. It was a big day. I've never interviewed anyone literally as large as Fireman Sam, and he's never done an interview ever in his life.
And he chose you as the nation's premier interviewer.
Of course he did, Dave. Of course he did. So I thought I would make him feel at home to start with and introduce him and say welcome to Radio 1. I understand this is your first ever interview.
Yes, it is. It is. It's my first time out of Pontypandy, really. It's, apart from when I was training. This is just wonderful to be here.
He's nice, isn't he? He already,
he's so friendly,
already
isn't he?
Is friendly and lovely.
Where did he do his training?
He's very happy, isn't he?
Mm.
I heard something before the interview happened. Somebody whispered something in my ear about Fireman Sam.
Right.
You will be amazed at this.
Okay.
Chris, honestly, and I asked him about it. Now, I've heard a rumour, Sam, you may be able to confirm this or deny this, that when you're doing your training to become the brilliant fireman that you are, you often have the Chris Moyle Show playing in the morning. Is that true?
It's true. We do.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. We often, you know, we have a cup of tea and a little bit of breakfast listening to Chris and you know, your good self. And then we get out there, pop it on Jupiter stereo, open the doors, blast it out while we're with the training tower.
Wow.
That makes us feel very, very proud, Sam.
Well, you know, you really focus us.
Thank you very much indeed. And Chris Moyles is a big fan of yours. I'm sure you're a big fan of his.
Absolutely. Huge fan.
Yeah, not so convincing.
I didn't know that we were piped through the fire station in Pontypandy.
Absolutely. We are big news in Pontypandy.
It's amazing.
It is. Absolutely, it is.
I love the I'm just watching the video now. As we talk, the video is playing in our studio. Can I say, Dominic, you look mesmerised.
I am mesmerised, I am.
I've never seen... You weren't that giddy when you interviewed Tom Cruise.
No, honestly, this is...
Dom, you look a little confused, like you just landed from space.
Well, you know, Fireman Sam, he's an intimidating chap, isn't
Fireman
he?
Fireman Sam, by the way, is also wearing a Primal Scream Screamadelica badge on his...
Yes, he is.
If you watch the video, which is online, by the way, you can do that.
Yeah.
All right, so back to the interview.
Yeah, back to the interview. we need to talk. Anyone who's not seen the show, there is a character in Fireman Sam called Naughty Norman Price, and he is a little troublemaker.
Naughty boy.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought it was about time, because Sam, you know, is doesn't really say too much about him. He just gets on with him and sort of, you know,
he's very tolerant of him.
Very, very tolerant. I thought I should ask about it. I think we need to speak about Naughty Norman Price.
Yes, Norman.
He's a little so-and-so, isn't he?
He's an interesting child. He can't help but get himself into trouble. I think it's just Pontypandy is a small village. There's not a lot to do. Yeah. And Norman's quite mischievous.
Yeah. And Asbo, would that help, do you think?
I don't think any lord in the land could contain Norman Price, I've got to be honest.
Wow.
He's very diplomatic.
I love
isn't
the
he?
Fact you're bringing up Asbos with Fireman Sam.
And not even electronic tagging, nothing could stop him, I don't think.
Well, exactly.
I think Fireman Sam could be the father of Norman Price because he didn't really give him much of a.
Well, no, this is it. He was very diplomatic on his answer there, wasn't
maybe
he?
Maybe they should have a Jeremy Kyle Fireman Sam special. Live from Pontypandy.
Dave had a question for Fireman Sam, so I thought the least I could do is, Dave, I put forward your question. Mm. To Fireman Sam. Comedy Dave,
yes.
who works on the show, obviously, you'll be familiar with his
absolutely.
Work. He had a very good point. He wanted to know what house insurance prices are like at the moment in Pontypandy, because obviously you have your fair share of fires, which keeps you very busy.
Yes.
They must be literally through the roof, I would have thought, are they not?
I believe Pontypandy is classed as an insurance black spot.
Is it?
Yes. We basically have a special dispensation with Lloyd's. Right. We're kind of like that village in Yorkshire that gets flooded every year.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It's not easy. It's not easy, but that's why we've got a crack fire team.
How small is the village of Pontypandy?
It's pretty tiny.
And
Pontypandy.
How many fires do they have?
Oh, on a daily basis, it could be three or four.
Is Norman Price and the amount of fires that they have connected in any way?
Oh, there's certainly a direct correlation between Naughty Norman Price and some of the damage.
So basically, if Norman Price got locked up, Fireman Sam would almost be out of a job.
Pretty much.
There could be a conspiracy theory here. Yeah,
exactly.
All right.
As we say, the video is online. You can watch me looking bewildered and Fireman Sam looking.
You don't look bewildered.
Animated.
You look mesmerised.
Yeah, I am.
Don't try and be all cool.
No, I'm not.
You were as giddy as Allard in a One Direction video show.
That is true. No, that is true. But yeah, we had a lovely chat, and he obviously did the duck register for us as well, which we thank him very much for. So it was time to say goodbye. I think we need to speak.
Oh, no, hang on, sorry.
Well, Sam, I think our time has come to an end, I'm afraid.
It's been wonderful. Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure for Radio. There are lots of excited people in the building at Radio 1 today, knowing that Fireman Sam is coming in to see.
Well, you're very, very kind. I'm just glad to come here and just raise awareness for Bonfire Night. You know, it's a massive night for all of the fire crews across England, and anything that the general public can do to make our lives easier would be gratefully accepted.
Bangers! Roman candles.
The sausages or the...
Oh, no, the actual fireworks.
Oh, the firework, right.
There are lots of different fireworks, and as you say, we need to be careful with all of them, don't we?
Absolutely.
Fine.
Absolute respect for them, because, you know, it can be very nasty if it goes wrong.
Sam, thank you very much indeed.
Thank
for
you.
For coming into Radio 1.
It's been my great pleasure.
Aww, that's lovely.
What a nice man.
Lovely. Fireman Sam and his first ever radio interview with Dominic Burke. Well done.
Thank you, Sam.
Did you ask Sam if when he relaxes, does he ever watch Space Pirates? Or
do you know, I did. We just ran out of time,
right?
Unfortunately,
okay.
But
Fireman Sam, engines bright and clean. Fireman Sam, you cannot ignore.
And there's more on the video of Dominic and Fireman Sam.
Yes.
And watch Dominic's face, by the way. He is. Literally can't take his eyes off Fireman Sam.
He is.
I think there's a bit of a man crush going on
there's
there.
There's a huge man crush going
on.
Yeah.
You talk about weird crushes with Allard in Heat magazine.
Oh, this is even more weird.
Yeah.
Slightly.
And on the website, four people have already rated the video. They love it already.
Wow.
On the school run, Nicole apparently has just said, does Fireman Sam really know my daddy?
She can't
believe that he listens to the show in Pontypandy.
He does. Mm. He'll be listening now. Morning, Fireman Sam.
Morning, Fireman
Hello,
Sam.
I'll be in the station
Shimai.
Now
yeah.
with a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Yeah. Waiting for that bell to ring.
Yep.
Because, as you know...
When he hears the fire bell chime, Fireman Sam is there on time.
And That's right.
Yeah.
Always. Unless we're doing a really funny bit on the air, and then he might just listen to the end of it.
He might listen again.
True.
It's true. Dad. He might not be listening live. He might listen after his shift.
True, Dad.
He really is the hero next door, isn't he?
Isn't he just?
And he leaps into action, whether he's having a cup of tea.
I'm
having a cup of tea. I am. Or maybe he's out eating his dinner. Nom, 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 nom. No, there's a fire. I gotta go. Slide down the pot. I'm doing all the sound effects. Mm.
And we know that Ponty Pandy is an insurance black spot now.
Yes.
Yeah, like that village in Yorkshire that floods.
The video's on the website, so go and watch it. The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1. First, with Fireman Sam firework safety tips. BBC Radio 1. It doesn't get any better.